We're now being joined by the legendary Wake Forest basketball coach who coached Randolph Childress and many other Demon Deacon legends. He's going to be honored Wednesday night. And I want to say this as a reminder. He's going to be honored before the game, Wake Forest, Georgia Tech, Wednesday night at the Joel. And then at halftime, the 95 team is going to be recognized. Dave Odom, welcome back on in the Triad. How are you?
Thanks so much. I appreciate it, Josh. And I'm glad you gave that information because, you know, basketball fans, not just Wake Forest basketball fans, but basketball fans have a tendency of showing up about 3 minutes before tip-off. And, you know, to come 3 minutes before that tip-off, they'll miss whatever other ceremonies there are pregame. So I appreciate you mentioning that. I really do. And I look forward to a wonderful Wednesday evening.
What can you tell me about the first time you saw or met Tim Duncan?
Well, it's a story that I've told many, many times, but the short version is that Chris King, one of our former players, pre-Duncan, he had been drafted by the NBA, and he and Alonzo Mourning and several other players were sent by the NBA down to the Caribbean islands, down to the Caribbean. They just kind of island hopped around the did some clinics and, you know, just kind of visited with the natives down in the Caribbean. And one of the islands that they were on is the island of St. Croix. And so I saw Chris when he got back, and I just rhetorically asked him. I said, Chris, you know, you didn't see anybody we ought to be interested in, did you? And he said, well, Coach, there was a kid on the island of St. Croix, and he was pretty good. I said, well, how good? How big? And, you know, he gave me all the pertinent information, and I got one of my assistants to get right on that. And we made phone contact with him, and he was amenable to me coming down and watching him play. And so it was a Sunday, and October 4th, I remember it very well. I flew down from Greensboro to St. Croix and watched him play that afternoon, and the rest is history. It was an easy recruit to get, I can tell you that. Much easier than a lot of them.
How confident, see, it's the All-Star break for the NBA. How confident are you that he's going to be there Wednesday night?
Well, I mean, you know, for the first time in his life, you know, his time is not his own.
Yeah.
I mean, he's assistant coach, and you know, I think he's doing everything he possibly can to get here. Just because Wake Forest deserves something good to happen, I'm going to say he will make it.
All right. We're looking forward to that. And that's enough for, I think, most Deke fans to get there Wednesday night. Just the chance that they might see. Of course, it's to see you, but Tim Duncan on top of that, that's just icing on the cake. What goes through you today? Yeah. When you walk into Joel Coliseum, the place that you called home for many years?
Well, I'm amazed. I look at Joel Coliseum as being a tremendous advantage to Wake Forest. We got a lot of wins in this building. And, you know, when we teed it up, we expected to win. I think that was one of the traits of our 1994-95 teams, is that they were not afraid to lay it out there. Every night they laid it out there. They were 12, 13 guys that played as one. They thought as one. They fought as one. And as a result, you know, they got a lot of wins on that court out there. So when I another thought that I have, Josh, is when I walk in, I invariably, I can't help it, my eyes immediately go to the rafters and where the banners are. And I start looking at one end down there, Dickie Hemrick and Lynn Chapel in another era, and then you get into Charlie Davis and Skip Brown and Rod Griffin and Muggsy Bogues, and then you get into Rodney Randolph and Tim, and then Josh Howard behind that. I mean, you can't help but just, I mean, Wake Forest basketball tradition is second to none. I mean, we've had some great, great, great players come through here. And so, therefore, it humbles me just to think that in a short time I'll have a banner up there as well. So, I don't have the words, I don't think, to express how appreciative I am of the university for doing this. And, John Curry, certainly the athletics director, and I think Danny Manning had a lot to do with it.
Dave Odom.
So I appreciate that from his standpoint.
Dave Odom with us here on Sports Hub Triad. As you said, Wake Forest, I mean, just all those names you listed off and the history, it's something that we all appreciate. But I went to two games on Saturday. I watched Notre Dame Duke. I watched North Carolina Virginia. And it's crazy to think, I don't mean to make you feel old because it made me feel old. there were kids who were born in 2001 playing in that game. And I started thinking, from 1990, when you started coaching at Wake Forest, till 2010, the only ACC programs that had more wins than Wake Forest, North Carolina, Duke, and Maryland. That's the type of success we're talking about here. However, I talk to people, and I say I live in Winston-Salem, and I talk about this program, and the younger people say, Wake Forest basketball, what are you talking about? They've been to one NCAA tournament in the last 10 years. What do you mean they're respectable as a basketball program right there with Duke and North Carolina? How much does it bother you when people say that things have changed for Wake basketball?
Well, first of all, they have changed, but I think they can change back. I watch our team. I think our team is playing the best basketball that it's played all season long. Now, I know they did not play well on Saturday. I do know that, but the two games before that, Louisville and Syracuse, they were really, really good. I think they can get back. I think it's up to the fans, and I think it begins with our students. We got to get our students to the game. I look up in the student section at some games, and they're half empty, half full, whatever you want to call it. That's not good. That's not ACC style. And then when you put nothing into it, then that's what you end up getting. So. I'd like to see our student body more involved, and I think that would give us energy in the building. And if you got energy in the building, the adults will want to come, and the place will begin to fill up. When I was coaching, and I think when Coach Prosser came along, pretty much the same thing. It was not a question about how many people were going to be at the games. I mean, we just knew there were going to be 14,407, I think it was, when I was coaching. And so does it bother me? Absolutely, it bothers me. Wake Forest has a really strong basketball heritage, lineage, if you will, and we need to reclaim that. And we can do that. We can do that as a university. We can do it as a community. We can do it as a state. Wake Forest has far-reaching people on either end of this state that really like Wake Forest, and we've got to mobilize all of that again. And I think Coach Manning is working extremely hard to get that done, and it can be done. But the answer to your question is, it really, really bothers me.
Wake Forest great Dave Odom, his name is going into the rafters Wednesday night, 7 o'clock at Joel Coliseum. He's going to be recognized before the game. They're going to honor the 95 team at halftime. And this is the coolest thing about it, Coach Odom, and I wanted to ask you about it. Why is it so important to you that you have your night be shared, not just the 95 team being honored and your name going up in the rafters, but getting many of the other great Deeks who are still with us, try to get them to the Joel Coliseum for them to be recognized as well?
Well, when John Curry came to me with the idea about doing this, I told him I would agree to do it if we would invite all of those on the banners who have banners in the rafters back. And he said, why you want to do that? I said, because the championship that we had on that particular March afternoon, a March night, as it were, it was a product of all the things that had come before us, the foundations that were laid, the 61 to 62 championships. And, that team didn't stop there. It went on to the final four. When you look at Charlie Davis, one of the first African-American players in the Atlantic Coast Conference, maybe the best jump shooter that ever been in this league. I mean, he's terrific. And, there's just a lot of good things that happen with these people. And it's been forever getting them back as a group. I don't know if this ever happened. And here we are right on the verge of being able to get these all of the banners back, as many of them can. Rod Griffin is probably not going to make it back. He lives over in Italy, and that's a hard trip for him. But most of the others are going to be back. And so I'm excited about that, and that will excite the fans for Wake Forest, because to see all of them back at one time has never been done. So I'm excited about that.
I'm just so happy for you, Coach. You're one of the more respected guys out there, and we've crossed paths back when I was doing radio at East Carolina, where you've been, and I'm good friends with Terry Holland as well, who you were an assistant for. I'm just thrilled that you're getting your due, and the 95 team as well. Thanks for all you've done for Wake Forest, and we'll see you Wednesday night.
Josh, thanks. Anytime I can help you, let me know. It's a pleasure talking to you. And again, a reminder, tell the fans to get there early, 6:30, 20 to 7 at the latest.
You got it. There you go. That's Dave Odom, Wake Forest, basketball legend.